Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. With summer just ahead, Monty Donaldson joins us by Skype from the Better Business Bureau with some tips about vacation rentals. Monty Donaldson, so great to have you back with us here at Troy Public Radio for The Exchange by Skype.
It's wonderful to be back. It's one of my favorite things to do, to share our knowledge from the Better Business Bureau with the River Region.
You are serving Central and South Alabama, Monty, as Vice President of the Better Business Bureau Educational Foundation, and you are actually going to educate our listeners on vacation rentals. What have you learned?
Well, what we've learned is that this time of year is when we need to start watching for these vacation scams, because they are getting ready to ramp up. And people will try and take your money, and you don't even know it's gone before it's too late. The things we talk about this time of year are vacation rental scams, offers of free vacations, and then, unfortunately, the third-party booking sites. The scams we're seeing in that area are also on the rise.
Well, let's start with those vacation rentals. What's your advice?
Get the details in writing. If somebody creates a false sense of urgency and says, you need to rent it right now, it's not going to be available, you know, it's down between you and somebody else, it's that kind of talk, then you want to walk away from that. Because if it looks too good to be true, we know that it is.
And Monty, some places require a deposit. What's your advice on deposits?
So the big advice I would give here is get all the details in writing before making any payments. Make sure you know the total cost, the restrictions, what the cancellation policies are, and avoid wiring money and are using a prepaid credit card. If you use those ways, once the money's sent, it's gone. So always use a credit card. And if it's a vacation rental, check out the realty company with the Better Business Bureau. Type out the word of the company that you're looking at and type the word reviews or complaints. And look to make sure that you don't see anything that looks like a red flag.
What's the website so that your listeners can check these things out?
BBB.org. You should also go to our scam tracker and look to see if there's any vacation scams for the area you want to go to, whether you're going to the beach or going to the mountains. Put in vacation rental scams wherever they might want to travel.
So what is the biggest scam that you're hearing about right now?
I would say it's the third-party booking sites, and that's when you see a website that says something like Best Vacations in Florida or something just generic. They get people to put their money down. They really don't have any association with any particular hotels or rental agencies or airlines, but they take your money. It's gone, so there's different ways you can check the legitimacy of the website, and the BBB will be happy to give you more details on how you can check to see if the company that you want to deal with or it looks like a good deal. Do your research and check with the BBB.
Monty, I think you may have saved some folks a lot of money and a lot of headaches.
Well, I hope so, and they can use that money for their vacations.
Thank you so much for joining us by Skype today from the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama.
It's a pleasure to always be with y'all.
Joining us by Skype was Monty Donaldson, Vice President of the Better Business Bureau Educational Foundation, which serves Central and South Alabama from its offices in Mobile. More information can be found at the website bbb.org. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange from In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, committed to the idea that mental health, like physical wellness, requires regular maintenance and checkups. More information at sunshine2000.com.